It's 4:32, and you can't stop believing on this glorious, glorious Thursday evening. It's currently 4:32. Great day right now. 86 degrees outside the studio. Bruce Rosenblum here with you on this wonderful afternoon. And I've got a special guest on the line right now, Mr. Tom Jensen from Public Polling Policy. Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Bruce. Good to be with you.
It's great to have you here on the phone. And it seems that we've got some polling issues to talk about. Is that right?
Yeah, obviously the big news in the national picture this week has been the health care bill that the Senate put forward last week, and there's been some pretty remarkable national polls that have come out about it this week. Quinnipiac poll showed that there was only 16% support for it, and then a poll by Suffolk University showed only 12% support for it. And somebody on Twitter reminded me that a few years ago we found that 14% of Americans nationally believe in Bigfoot. So we have more Americans who believe in Bigfoot than support this healthcare bill, and I think that's a big part of why you saw Republicans delay the vote this week, because they simply don't have the votes for it yet, and we'll see if it comes back after the 4th of July.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you know the sampling sizes on those polls?
Yeah, about 1,000 people in each of them, and something that we've been doing in addition to the national polling on this healthcare bill is we've done a fair amount of polling about it at the sort of more local district level in some key districts across the country, one of which I think was interesting in particular was we polled on it in Paul Ryan's district, Wisconsin's first congressional district, and we found that even there, there's only 21% support for the health care bill, 57% opposition. That's the kind of strong Republican-leaning district where you would expect to see pretty solid support for a big GOP policy initiative like this, and it's just not the case. And we also polled on it in a variety of other swing districts and places like Iowa and Minnesota and Virginia, and across the board in those places we found not only did voters say that they were opposed to the bill, but they said that that because they're Republican incumbent House members had voted for the bill, they were less likely to vote for those people next year. So this is an issue that may still be having an impact come next November.
Oh, I'm sure it's definitely a pressing issue, no doubt. Controversial issue as well. So any other data points of note that you'd like to speak about today?
Oh, well, it's also obviously Pride Month nationally in the U.S., and this week was the two-year anniversary of gay marriage being legalized nationally, and a poll came out from Pew this week showing that support for gay marriage nationally is now at an all-time high. 64% of voters support it, and a couple of things that were particularly notable within those numbers is that for the first time a plurality of baby boomers said that they supported gay marriage. It's tended to be something where the support for gay marriage has really been driven by younger voters, and we're now starting to see voters who aren't quite so young sort of coming on board with that view as well. And then the other thing that was really interesting from these new national gay marriage numbers that came out this week and in sort of recognition of the two-year anniversary of the Supreme Court legalizing gay marriage is that you're now up to more Republicans supporting gay marriage than opposing it. 48% support it, 47% oppose it nationally, and that's certainly a far cry from where we've seen those numbers over the years. So it is something where we certainly see growing more and more acceptance, and we've really come a long way from 5 years ago when, in North Carolina when the state's voters banned gay marriage, 61-39. I think both the state and the country as a whole have really had a lot of movement on this issue.
Interesting numbers. Tom, thank you for the update. Anything else you want to talk about today?
Oh, I think that pretty much covers it.
All right. Well, again, thank you very much for coming on the show and letting us know about the polls. Always very pressing issues, and we appreciate your work out there.
Thank you so much, and you're doing a great job this week.
Oh, Tom, thank you very much. Appreciate that. You have a good one.
Thanks.
All right. It's 4:36, and in other news, a billboard battle has broken out on I-40.